yeah, it's been a game changer. It was a surprise to me. They released that in the summer. I think what happened was they actually spent some money and they hired a proper developer, you know, somebody that will dedicate resources to, you know, triaging bugs and cleaning up documentation, all that. I mean, they did a really impressive job. I've switched everything over to ASL3 now. I'm talking to you on my, I'm not talking to you, but I have my mobile note in my car, and it's been working great. So the only issue I've been having lately is some of these internet providers have carrier-grade NAT. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And so that is my current thing that is keeping me up at night, or not really keeping me up at night, but, you know, the thing that's taken up all my time to figure out now with the ham radio world is figure out how to do port forwarding. So the only way I can think of doing it is to put a VM in the cloud and then run some kind of VPN and port forward from the cloud to my house or whatever. It's annoying, but I'm still figuring it out.